Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Every country, no matter its form of government, no matter its geography, no matter its size or power, is being transformed by new and evolving tools from biotechnology to artificial intelligence, declared Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the Summit for Democracy in Seoul, South Korea.
The test we face as democracies is how we can shape this transformation in a way that maximizes its promise, that minimizes its dangers, and reinforces our core values.
The United States is doing several things to meet this test, said Secretary Blinken.
We are focused on using technology to try to make our democracies a little bit healthier, a little bit more prosperous, a little bit more inclusive. We're building on democracy's core strengths, our openness, our transparency, our adaptability, and the faith that we place in our citizens to make the system work better, to actually deliver results.
The United States is working to make sure that all people have access to digital tools and their benefits, including high-speed internet, said Secretary Blinken.
We passed a bipartisan infrastructure bill that dedicates $65 billion to ensuring that everyone in our country has access to reliable, affordable, high-speed internet, rural, suburban, urban, low, middle, high income. And we're helping partners around the world broaden access too, like the more than $260 million of financing the United States is providing to help upgrade infrastructure in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
We're working with partners to update and establish, as necessary, rules and norms so that technology is developed and used in ways that reflect our democratic values and interests, said Secretary Blinken.
More countries are putting up firewalls and shutting down access, using the internet to try to control speech, quash dissent, spread misinformation and disinformation. So we are using all the tools in our kit, from software to hardware, from trade to diplomacy, to defend our longstanding vision and stand against these and other threats.
Our success ultimately depends on working effectively together, said Secretary Blinken. To pass the test, we have to continue to build and broaden coalitions of allies and partners who share our democratic values, who are committed to putting them at the heart of our shared technological future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.